Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After 3 days of deliberation, an Anchorage jury rendered their verdict on charges brought against Sarah Dayan for the murder of Keith Huss in 2020. Guilty on 15 of 22 counts.
On behalf of my sisters and myself, you know, we're just so grateful for all of their efforts. And we're glad that our wait is over.
That was Michael Huss, Keith's brother, speaking to KTUU after the jury announced their decision. Michael, along with other members of the Huss family, were present for the verdict and had been in Anchorage for the better part of 5 weeks, awaiting the trial's conclusion.
Just like to thank everybody. It was a long jury. The jury had to sit through a lot of testimony. It was a very complicated case, and we're just so grateful that they were able to arrive at this conclusion.
The 39-year-old Homer resident gunned down Huss, her court-appointed supervisor, off the Seward Highway near Turnigan Pass Rest Area on September 28th of 2020. According to court documents, Huss, who was from Kenai, had picked Dayan up from Wildwood pretrial earlier that day. He had been appointed by the court to act as her third-party custodian. In the ensuing search, Dayan was seen patronizing multiple businesses in the Seward area, and troopers sought the public's help in locating her. According to AST reports, troopers along with Seward Police and U.S. Park Service Police finally tracked Dayan down at a parking lot near Mount Marathon in Seward, where she had driven a stolen vehicle. There, she'd attempted to get a ride from an individual in a van. Her sentencing hearing has been set for 9 a.m. on May 6th. The U.S. Department of Education has dropped a dispute over funds it says the State Department of Education did not provide to low-income school districts. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
The U.S. Department of Education is releasing nearly $17.5 million in COVID-19 relief funds for the state of Alaska after resolving a dispute with the state's education department about how relief funds were distributed. Earlier this year, federal officials told the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development that the state had failed to comply with a maintenance of equity provision of the final COVID relief bill, the American Rescue Plan Act. Essentially, the federal government said that the state had disproportionately cut funding for its highest need school districts, including Anchorage, Fairbanks, the Kenai Peninsula, and Juneau. The federal government designated the state a high-risk guarantee and withheld some $17.5 million in remaining funds. State officials have contested the dispute every step of the way, saying any funding reductions were a result of declining enrollment rather than an out-and-out cut. Lawmakers included $11.9 million in the state's budget this year to partially resolve the issue, but Dunleavy vetoed the funding, saying it was not clear if it would be needed. In a letter dated Friday, the Federal Department of Education told state officials that one-time school funding boost included in the last two state budgets more than offset the alleged funding cuts in two prior years, and that the matter had been closed. In a prepared statement, Governor Mike Dunleavy said that the federal government's allegations were meritless and a tremendous waste of time and resources. On the bright side, this saga is a wonderful case study of the U.S. Department of Education's abuse of power and serves as further evidence for why I support the concept of eliminating it, Dunleavy said. In a release announcing the news, state officials said the heart of the dispute was the state education department's hold harmless provision. That spreads out school funding cuts due to declining enrollment over several years. A policy advisor with the National Conference of State Legislatures told state lawmakers earlier this year that a wide range of states had initially failed to comply with the maintenance of equity requirement. Until Friday, Alaska was the only state that remained out of compliance. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
A U.S. Air Force airman stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson was arrested last Thursday after a federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment charging him with distributing and possessing child sex abuse materials. According to court documents, in August of this year, 27-year-old Caleb French was reported to the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations by an individual who claimed he wanted to commit sexual assaults against minors. The Office of Special Investigation executed a search warrant on French's residence and recovered multiple digital devices allegedly containing over 1,000 images and videos depicting child sexual abuse. Law enforcement discovered that French also allegedly sent the reporting individual a link to a video depicting images that same month. The documents further allege that French surreptitiously took photos and videos of children in public throughout the community. It's alleged that French intended to use the visuals to produce artificial intelligence-generated images. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.